Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church, and we are so glad that you joined us today on the program. We are a topical Bible study, and you can actually catch our program on the radio on 91.5 FM every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or on podcast at our website at ourlighthouse.net. So we are so excited to get together and talk about Jesus, and I always like to do that with a co-host, and my co-host today is Patty Wilson. Welcome to the program, Patty.
Hello, how you doing?
Doing great.
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, always. We're loving what you're bringing to the table, all the amazing topics and things that we're talking about. I've really been blessed to have you around. So
thanks
for being here and taking the time to share the Word of God with everybody. So, you know, we usually like to come to the table with a topic, and I like to put that on the co-host and let them, that way they're comfortable, you know what they're talking about, and that puts me on the edge. So I have to stay sharp and be ready to talk about Jesus in any way, shape, form, fashion. And I love it. It's
a
challenge for me. It's a challenge.
Inside.
Yeah, you just got to let it all bubble out of you. And you do the same thing, but you know, you have a little more of an idea of where you're going. So what's our topic today?
Today we're going to talk about stability.
Ooh,
firm
stability.
Firm-footed stability. Yeah.
Nice, man. Being firm-footed, guys.
Yeah, and it's an awesome topic. Something we all need to, every day, we've got to stay stable. We've got to stay firm-footed. And
how
do we do that?
Yeah, for
And
sure.
So that's an area God began to really speak to my heart a few years ago, where I was on really shaky ground. I was
not
feeling stable at all. There were a lot of things going on in my life, a lot of change. And we don't like change. Change is uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And
well, there's a lot of ways we can be unstable in our life. And, you know, I think you could honestly say at this point in the world that we seem to be living in unstable times.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Financial instability, you know, health instability. You know, we've got so many areas in our lives going on mentally. A lot of people are really struggling. We just went through a pandemic. We just went through a lot of different scenarios, and people are struggling out there.
So
I think this is a great topic, Patty, you know, on being stable, you know, and how do we keep, you know, our faith firm in a world that is just all over the place.
Number one, we have to trust God. No matter what we face, no matter what we see, God was giving me a scripture, and it's one of my favorite scriptures, and it's in Habakkuk. And I kept, when I was going through all these changes and all this chaos, I would say, in my life. And like you even said, the emotional was hitting. And we were looking at moving to North Carolina a few years back.
Right.
And we're back in that place again, talking about going again.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so hopefully I've learned some lessons. It'll be a little easier this time.
Sure.
But through all of that instability, we had to take our grandchildren in, and I'd already raised my kids, and so thinking, how
that was
in the
hard
world?
Enough,
oh
right?
My gosh,
now
yeah.
The grandkids.
Now I have to do it again, and how am I going to do that? And you know, facing the move and all that. And I kept getting the scripture. I'd pray, and I kept hearing Habakkuk 3. And so when I went to Habakkuk 3 and I looked it up in the Amplified, it says, though the fig tree does not blossom and there's no fruit on the vines, the product of the olive fails and the fields yield no food, though the flocks flock is cut off from the fold. There's no cattle in the stall. So what's it talking about? Lack.
Yeah, it's right? Lack.
Like, yep. And we're facing a lot of it, like you said, now, our economy. Yeah. Oh, you know, gosh. A lot of people are facing this.
I'll let you finish before we go into that.
And then verse 19 says, the Lord God is my strength. And this is in the Amplified, so it'll read a little different. My personal bravery, my invincible army. He makes my feet like hinds' feet. And will make me to walk, not stand still in terror, excuse me, but to walk and make spiritual progress upon the high places of trouble, suffering, or responsibility. And if you didn't read it in the Amplified, you would have never got that part. And that, when I looked in the Amplified, it really spoke to me. Because he's saying he's going to help you to walk upon the high places, to be stable, basically.
Yeah,
in those places of trouble, suffering, and responsibility.
We actually skipped over verse 18. That says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will exult in the victorious God of my salvation. You know what I mean? And, you know, we kind of skipped that on purpose because that's the answer. It's the answer to the whole problem. But I love what you're saying there, that the world is an unstable place right now, and we can see it. Anybody that doesn't feel like that's an issue right now, I don't know where you're living, but man, I want to join you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you know, sometimes there's lack, there's famine in the land, there's no fruit on the vines, and you know, the olive isn't producing what it used to, and we're seeing that, you know, with people's 401ks and their retirement funds, and things are just vanishing out of thin air. But you know what? In all of that, there is a key to stability, and that key to stability is in verse 18.
Absolutely. And on one of my trips up to North Carolina, I used to we already had a house up there, and so we'd go up and we'd stay in our house, and our backyard was always full of deer. Every night there were deer out there, and every night I would go to the Blue Ridge Parkway, get my binoculars, and at dusk every night I'd go just deer watching, and I love to watch the deer. But it never dawned on me till this one particular day. I kept getting this scripture in Habakkuk, and we're climbing up the mountain, a steep mountain, and all of a sudden I saw these deer coming down the mountain, and then they turned around to go back up the mountain, but I noticed that they weren't going straight up, they were going sideways.
At an angle.
And once they went sideways, they gained strength, and I was amazed at how they just climbed up the cliffs like it was nothing.
Right, right.
And so I thought that was pretty cool, and I thought of the scripture in Habakkuk, having the hinds' feet. And then once we got up there, our family joined us, and they had my little granddaughter, Brooklyn. At the time, I think she was only about 4 years old. And our backyard in our house was super steep. It was on the side of a steep hill.
It's where you got the deck over the back, you know, and there's a 20-foot pole at
exactly.
the end of the deck going down because it's so steep.
That's the way it was.
Yeah.
Well, I went down to the backyard to talk to my neighbor. She was putting all the food in the deer feeder and stuff, and we were talking, and I turned around and I looked up and I saw my little granddaughter starting to come down the driveway to the backyard. And I was screaming at my daughter, stop, 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 because I don't think she realized how steep
it was.
And she's telling her, go, go see grandma. And I'm going, no, no, no. And so sure enough, this little girl starts walking and she's going faster and faster. And all of a sudden her little feet are going so fast, her eyes are bugging out of her head, and she couldn't stop because she's just moving. And so I'm trying to run, and I tried to go straight. And of course, I'm trying to go straight. And then I heard the Lord say, go sideways. And in your natural mind, that doesn't make sense because I got to get to her. I got to go straight.
Right, right.
But he said, go sideways. So I went sideways and I gained strength. And I grabbed her just as she lost her footing and went through the air.
Wow.
And I thought of that scripture again in Habakkuk.
Yeah,
and I thought,
crazy.
That's hinds' feet. They know how to go up those mountains. They know how to face no matter what the mountain is and no matter what the struggle is. God will give you hinds' feet to walk upon the high places of trouble, suffering, responsibility, whatever it might be.
Yeah. Well, let's break that down like for people that are listening real quick. So, you know what? Sometimes we're like a child in our life. And we walk into situations that we're not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
We walk into things that are just dangerous for lack of a better word.
Sure.
And or situations or circumstances that we're going to end up losing control in because we don't have the maturity to know and understand how to walk upright and and how to be firmly planted in what it is that we're doing, you know. And I love the Lord's response, you know, when things get out of hand, we've got to be able to know that God is like you. He's ready. He's going to, he's got the strength. He's got the ability to get to us before we fall.
That's right. God is able.
If we will allow him to do that in our lives. So, you know, but I love that, you know, God is the firm foundation. He's the one that is actually standing in the good place. So we have to look at our lives and know that he is the rock. He is the stable one that we need to know is going to catch us if we do get into a situation. But the goal is to be firmly planted in him and walk with him so that we don't get running out of control and now our eyes are bugging out of our heads and we're about to wipe out.
Amen. Amen.
You know, the goal is to avoid that entire scenario, like you in the beginning, you know, waving to your daughter, no. God is doing that every day for us. He's doing it every day in our lives. Yeah. He's going, stop, don't go there, don't do that, hold on. The Holy Spirit is our what? He's our teacher. Mm. He's our helper. He's our instructor. And he's going, stop, don't do that. And we're going, what? I just want to see this or I want to do that. You know, and next thing you know, we're running breakneck speed down a hill with a cliff at the end ready to fall off. And God is moving sideways.
That's it.
Because, you know, he's planted. But he's got to come inside. He's got to come in like that sideways run and grab us right at that minute. And he will grab you.
He will grab
you. So, guys,
thank God.
I want you to know that the stability that we're talking about today, you know, and being firmly planted means you're already with the Lord. You're not. He's not having to chase you down in the middle of a situation, but you are firm-footed and stable in your life because you're reading the Word. You're doing the things that need to be done, like,
amen.
What? Praying and reading the Word and knowing
confessing
him.
The Word. And you know, that reminds me of 2 Samuel 22. David knew that. David knew who God was. And I like what he says in verse 2. He says, the Lord is my rock. You just mentioned God being our rock. He's our stability.
Yes, right.
You know, we're stable in him. And he's my fortress in the wilderness. God is my deliverer, my God, my rock. In him I will take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge and my savior. He will keep me from violence. And then it says in verse 7, in my distress, I call upon the Lord. I cried to him and he heard me. And then, you don't have that one. And then, also David knew the Lord as having hind's feet.
Sure. Yeah.
So he says, Lord, you're my lamp.
Sure.
You're my light and darkness. And let me see, where is it? And it says in verse 34, he makes my feet like the hinds, firm and able. He sets me secure and confident upon the heights. He trains my hands for war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. He gives me a shield of salvation.
Yeah,
it's
that's
like,
so good.
Woohoo!
You know, God is there. But, you know, I think the biggest breakdown, though, is that we're so many times we're pulling ourselves away from that place of stability, you know, and, you know, let's look at this, you know, word stable for a minute.
Yeah, God, that's,
you know,
when
we want to be stable, right?
Exactly. I wanted to, you know, when God was giving me these scriptures and the picture with Brooklyn and that, I started to do some studying.
Right.
And he gave me the word stable. And if you look at that word stable, there's two words in there, able and table. And
gotcha.
So I thought, okay, that's cool. So I looked up table, and of course I thought of Psalms 23, where it talks about God, he brings us to the banqueting table. And what does he give us there? He feeds us.
Right.
He protects us. And
well, the table is the place where, you know, when you're a family and y'all come to the table too, it's a place of unity. It's a place of gathering. And, you know, a place of rejoicing, you know, and that brings us back to that part of the scripture in verse 18 in Habakkuk. It says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord and I will exalt him, you know, but he is the God of my salvation. The table is also a place of salvation. It's where your food and your nourishment comes from. I mean, there's just so many references we can go into.
Psalms 23:5, it says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You've anointed and refreshed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. And in the scripture before that, you know, it's talking about in the presence of that, your cup is overflowing. Even though he's talking about in the presence of your enemies.
Right.
So that means, what is your enemy?
Sure.
Your enemy can be what's going on right now in our economy. Yeah. It can be food. It could be your retirement.
Yeah. It could be spiritual wickedness in high places. Exactly. It can be many different things.
Yeah. So God prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemies.
Yeah, I love that, because the enemy is like coming to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more to the full, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's that place at the table again, you know, because no matter what we face, Patty, God has set a table before us, not, you know, while we're there, but beforehand, so that we don't need to fear. We don't need to freak out, guys. Everybody who's listening, you know, just pull up a chair, begin to worship, you know, worship the Lord, worship Him, thank Him for His provision, thank Him for what He's doing, and you will begin to see the table of the Lord in your own life.
Amen.
You know, how do people see that table? You know, somebody's out there today, they're like, I've never sat at that table. I've never been at the table of the Lord before.
They're sitting at a table of lack or sickness and disease or unbelief, whatever it is.
So get up from that table. Pull out your chair and then go to the Lord's table.
Mm-hmm.
And there you're going to find peace. You're going to find nourishment. You're going to find strength for your soul and all of that. So I love that. So guys, the table of the Lord is, you know, that can look like, you know, being plugged in at your local church.
Right.
Having a time of prayer in the morning, maybe, when you wake up. I mean, there's so many different ways that you can enter the Lord's table in your life. And we just want to encourage you to do that, to get with God and have a personal relationship with Him.
Amen. Amen. And then the other part of that word is able.
Right.
In Ephesians 3:20, it tells us God is able to do and to carry out His purpose and His plan beyond what we think. God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we hope or even imagine possible.
Yeah.
And we have to trust that the word is true. What God says is true. We have to find our confidence in who He is and in His ability, but also in the ability that He's given us, because we already have everything that pertains to life and godliness on the inside of us.
Right.
That's what the word tells
us. That's part of that scripture. He says, you know, He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the what?
His purpose.
Power
His
that's power already at work within us.
Woo-hoo.
You see, when you give your life to Jesus, you know, you get everything. It's a package deal. You know, we just have to learn to appropriate it in our life. But God's not going to give you anything more than He's going to give you that moment you accept Jesus into your life. Jesus said, it is finished on the cross. He gave us healing. He gave us deliverance. He gave us provision. He gave us all of those things. But, you know, the enemy's always trying to keep us from actually knowing and understanding what God has really given us, how He has made us able in Jesus, right?
That's
so
true.
This ability, this able that we're talking about, is the provision of God that comes through Jesus Christ into your life, and He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above.
Mm-hmm.
According to what? The power at work within you. See, when you give your life to Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit is made available to you, but people don't see the only power of the false is its ability to hide the truth. People are being destroyed from a lack of knowledge.
They're
being knocked out of the game because the enemy is hiding who they really are. You see, they don't know what they're capable of, and they don't know what they can do. And in that, they are losing their ability. They're losing their stability. They're losing their place at the table.
Amen.
And the enemy is actually taking them for a ride in their life that they don't have to go on.
Mm-mm.
If they would simply find the stability in the Lord and then stand with Him, they would see incredible things.
That's right. Get back up
to
and
go. What's a good, what's that, Romans 4? Look at that real quick.
Yeah, Romans 4, 20 through 21, we see Abraham. See, we can learn by the examples of those who have gone before us, and that will help us to stand firm because God will do for us what He's done for them, and He tells us that in Scripture. And
He's no respecter of persons.
No respecter of persons. We see that Abraham didn't waver at the promise of God through unbelief. And like you just talked about, the enemy coming at us, he's out to steal. He's wants us to waver.
Yes, right.
He wants us to doubt that what we feel in our hearts
shake.
Is
he wants
true.
To shake us.
He wants us to doubt the word. You know, I will not be shaken. I will not be moved.
Right.
I will stand firm. But Abraham, through all of that, he was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what He promised. See, he was confident in God's ability to fulfill what He promised. And also, Jesus says to us in John 14:12, I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do the things that I do, and he will do even greater things than these because I go to my Father. So we see that he's given us the ability to do signs and wonders and miracles and all of those things that he has done, even beyond, just like Abraham and Sarah, way beyond what their physical capability was, they were still able to produce that heir. And the same thing with Jesus, we are able to do even greater than what he did. That boggles the mind.
Oh, yeah.
That we have that kind of ability on the inside of us, but it's not through our own strength. It's through the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us.
Absolutely.
That we tap into that ability and say, okay, Lord, you said it. I believe it. Let's do it.
I think many times we're wondering if God is willing.
Mm.
You know, we look at our lives, we look at where we're at, what we've done, you know, how we've been in the last day, week, month, year, you know, and I'm reminded of the scripture in Luke 5:12 where Jesus met the man with leprosy and the man saw Jesus and he bowed down to the ground, begging him to be healed. And he said, if you're willing, you can heal me, Lord, if you're only be willing. And Jesus reached out and touched him, and he says, I am willing. He said, be healed. And instantly the leprosy disappeared. You see, God is willing, guys. He's willing to help you. He's willing to be a part of your life. He wants to give you that stability that you are looking for in your life, but you're not looking to him, or you're looking to him and thinking, he doesn't want to do that for me because I don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
None of us deserve it.
No.
We've all sinned. We've all fallen short. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and life more abundantly. So we want to just encourage you today that stability is found in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way you're going to find it. So we know that you guys are going to just see God do amazing things in your life. We're going to take a quick break, come back and talk about this just a little bit more.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God. Love rock music? Love Jesus? We got the place for you. Join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Thanks so much for tuning in to Turn the Light On. And we have been talking today about stability. Patty, you know, we have looked at and broke down all of this. So share with us just your overall finishing thoughts on everything that you brought to the table today.
Great.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Basically, we need a firm-footed stability to walk and run on the high places. God's calling us to be stable believers, to walk in faith, to trust Him no matter what we face. God is stable and able. Jesus is stable and able, and He makes us stable and able.
That is so good. You know, I think it all boils down to our belief. You know, I think God is looking for faith from us. In John 14, 11 and 12, He says this, "Just believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe because of the works that you've seen me do. And I tell you the truth, anybody who believes in me will do the same works that I have done, and even greater works, because I'm going to be with the Father. You ask for anything in my name, and I will do it." Listen to that. "So that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask for anything in my name, and I will do it." Stability comes from knowing that Jesus is already happy with us. He's already ready to do whatever it is that we ask, whatever it is we need. But you see, the breakdowns, we're not asking.
Mm-hmm. That's it. You're not asking.
You know, instead, we're whining about it. We're like, man, my life is so bad. I just want this and I want that and nothing's working. Yeah. And Jesus is like, quit whining. And He's like, you know, just ask.
Just ask. So
that's
believe.
All He's looking for.
Yep. Yeah, God, no matter what's going on in our life, God wants us to remember the Lord God is my strength, my personal bravery, my invincible army. He
so
makes
good.
My feet like deer's feet and will make me to walk, not stand still in terror, and make spiritual progress upon the high places of trouble, suffering, responsibility, or recession. No matter what it is that we face, no matter what your situation, your circumstance, you are able when you're trusting that God is, you're stable when you're trusting that God is able.
There
we go. When you have faith that God is able, you can come to the banqueting table in the presence of your enemies, and He will anoint your head with oil. You can sit under His banner of protection, provision, and love, and you have firm-footed stability, firm-footed faith.
Hey guys, we're believing that God is going to bring stability into your life through today's program. Trust Him with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. See you next time.
Amen.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.